This Women's Day, with a very busy diary and lots of exciting events planned, I made my way to the castle because I heard about an interesting exhibit by an artist called Chantal Couture of African Queens. And considering ourselves, I thought it was an important stop to make. And wow, was I blown away. Firstly, all the pieces were done in gold, which appealed to my blingy side. But the level of detail and the celebration of all things woman and queening was what got my heart. So I got to chatting to Chantal Couture and thought that it would be a valuable thing to have her on the show. And just a bit of background about Chantal: she's an artist, a feminist historian, she's a speaker and a radio presenter, and she obtained her degree in fine art from the University of Witwatersrand many moons ago, and she has done everything from installation art in Amsterdam to street art in London and running various galleries in Cape Town. She co-founded the Third Eye Gallery, which is one of my favorite places to go. So it's great to be able to make the link with Chantal. And she's going to be chatting to us about her latest passion project, which is her African Queens portraits, which is painted on gold leaf and canvas, which she has not just, it's not just become a painting, but a huge research that she's conducted. So we are very pleased to welcome Chantal Couture to Jet Setting with Janet.
Well, I must say it was quite an experience to be able to experience Chantal's exhibit at the castle, and very pleased to have her on the show with us today. Chantal, a warm welcome from the Jet Setting with Janet team. It's such a pleasure to have a fellow queen in the house with us.
Wow, Queen Janet, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're very welcome, Queen Chantal. And I must say, they say a woman who holds space for other women is a very special kind of human being. And I see that you have done that with the exhibit. It's really a love letter to the African queens. And
I
we
love
see
that.
it's just so powerful to be in the presence of these pieces, because the way in which you've executed them, you've imbued them all in this amazing gold leaf, and they resonate,
Yes.
they glow. But there's a creative process. I want you to just share with our listeners what creative process brought you to this, and where, how did you come to this journey?
What is the process and how did I kind of get to this point? So I
Absolutely.
would I for me, I've always been a staunch feminist, as was my mother before me, talking about women holding space for others. I grew up not even understanding that women have been sidelined out of history. When you grow up with a mother who doesn't pander to any of that, it came as a bit of a shock to me only much later in life. And I was like, no, I'm not having any of this.
So you were in a hothouse condition. You grew up
Very much so.
in a greenhouse of feminism. I love that. And then you were the
Absolutely.
your response was, but this is not the norm. I just love that. That
No.
has to encapsulate a really special
Absolutely.
upbringing, honestly.
Yes. I was like, no, I'm not buying into any of this. And then
I love it.
as an artist, I've always really enjoyed painting women. I mean, we're just gorgeous, let's face it.
I can't
And
disagree there.
then on a note of also being a history geek, I realized that women have been, and this also happened, I studied fine art in Johannesburg at Wits University. And I remember doing a thesis which was looking at how women are portrayed by male men, male artists. And wondering about the lack of strong women being represented by women artists. Obviously, they have been, but I would say certainly in the minority. And
I had an enormous distaste for how women were being represented across the board by male artists. And so this project, it came as a bit of a kickback on a lot of art history, but also very much against history. So the actual title of
Or
the exhibition,
his story, basically.
yes. So I'm telling her stories, and
Wonderful.
yeah, the title of the exhibition is African Queens Restoring History, and that's really the title that points to the key element of the exhibition. So it uses allegorical portraiture. So in a way, almost establishing revisionist histories and looking at the stories of these amazing, important historical figures that have been pretty much sidelined by, European patriarchal history. So it's been a treasure trove because every time I speak to somebody about it or people come to the exhibition, I'm told about a new queen that I've never heard of. And at the moment I'm
Isn't that
standing at,
phenomenal? Because now
it's
people are
incredible.
contributing to to the dialogue that you've created and adding to the story.
Adding exactly. And in fact, it was quite interesting. In 2022 was my first exhibition on this theme where I'd only painted six queens. And it was just synchronistic because at that time, Woman King was released at the same time as my opening.
Oh,
And
how phenomenal.
I just thought, wow, this is out there. It's in the ether, as they say. This is a process that is going to gain momentum, and it really has. It's snowballed from there.
And Woman King was filmed at the castle, and that's where your exhibit is. There's so many synergies.
Isn't that I mean, it's crazy. I was chatting to Kelvin Gilfellan. He's the CEO of at the castle. And he was telling me how he was watching them filming, from his office up in the ramparts. And he just loves the way that this kind of circle has turned, or the wheel has turned, and that now African Queens is being
He
hosted in the castle.
also considers himself a feminist, so I would imagine that he would be very amenable to this kind of exhibit and
Very
very
much so.
appreciative of it. Yes.
In fact, he was the one that, every obstacle that presented itself, he just simply swept it away. He was incredible. I mean, he's been wonderful. And he actually asked me to include Kratoa in this exhibition, because she's such a powerful figure. She's a regal figure of restoration and reclamation to our own, Cape heritage here. And she was actually a princess. She was
Yes.
Archimeo's niece, and he was
Yes.
chief, the Khoisan chief. So all these lovely threads have been pulled
All these
together.
narratives that are
It's just,
interfacing
yes.
with yours and creating an even richer history, I think
Very
is
much
so
so.
powerful. So
And
now the
also,
exhibit is currently at the castle. How long will it be
yes.
there for?
So it is on until the end of September.
And what are the plans for the exhibit after that?
So this is interesting. So I've been having a little chat with God, and pretty much we think we believe that this
He
is,
and I both believe.
yeah, we agree. I've just been listening. Oh, I love listening to all these kind of manifestation kind of podcasts as well. And I was just like, absolutely, I'm so in there. This is so part of how I think. But yeah, so I think that the exhibition has to travel, but how that's going to happen, I don't know. So I'm hoping also, and I've been doing a lot of radio interviews and it being interviewed by you, I'm hoping word gets out there about the exhibition, because
Well,
obviously it.
I'm going to send the information to other stations that we work closely with.
Lovely.
Absolutely. And interesting fun fact for you. Do you know that I'm
Yes.
an art history graduate and a museum curator by training?
That is phenomenal. I did not
That's
know that.
actually my field. Yes.
How
So I'm a
wonderful.
fellow of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. And we should have a separate conversation about the exhibit traveling. We can do that offline with absolute pleasure. So
Fantastic.
I think that it's a very important conversation to have travel because it's reiterating African feminism, it's reiterating African queens, and there's a space for it. So it must
Very much
travel.
so.
So that will take you to end September. You need somewhere fun to be for the next 3 months after that. And maybe even just keep it in the Western Cape, but in a different location. And then
Yes.
look to go outside of the province and outside of the country after that, for sure.
Yes. Because there's another kind of conversation happening between myself and Ambassador Rubina Marks, who's been an incredible support and encouragement to me. She's currently the ambassador to the Republic of Benin, and we're in dialogue to start an exchange of female artists across Africa. So
How
in
powerful.
it's super powerful. So in February, I hosted Sonia Djedatin, who's a Beninoise artist, and I had the good fortune of going to Benin in March. And I did a bit of a circuit visiting schools, which I love to do, and I particularly love to encourage young girls. Because, to know that these queens walked ahead of us is so encouraging. Those footsteps have been made and we just need to follow. And what was quite interesting is a lot of the young girls didn't know that the Benin Republic had their very own queen. So she was Queen Tassie Hombé. And she was actually the queen who formed the Dahomey female army. And they did not know this. So Viola Davis doing Woman King was very much based on the Dahomey army, which was initially set up as a security force for Queen Tassie Hombé. And not even, I mean, we're talking about synchronicity here. Her direct
This
descendant
is
is still alive. So she's Queen Hombé the
how
Fifth,
phenomenal.
and I went to
How
visit
phenomenal is this?
her. Yeah.
And we no longer have to say, I've been to London to visit the Queen. There are queens
Exactly.
all over our continent who need to be celebrated. So, Chantal, I think that there are big plans for this exhibit, and I think that it is a powerful piece of work that needs to be seen. I hope that our listeners will come out and we'll certainly do whatever we can through the podcast and the socials to create that awareness for you. It's been wonderful to chat to you, to hear about your journey, and looking forward to where you're journeying to next with this wonderful exhibit. I really hope
Awesome.
that it's well received, that it's seen by many, and that it's appreciated and enjoyed by many. And I think that there's great opportunity for you to really create a platform for this, not just physically, but virtually as well, so that people can visit the exhibit without having to physically come here. And Amy will chat to you
Yes.
about that. We're working with somebody else on another project, just profiling South African artists across the globe. So happy to include you in that as well and
What a
share that
wonderful,
information.
that's a wonderful project.
It is. It absolutely is. So great chatting to you, Chantal. Wonderful to have been able to pop in and see your exhibit on Women's Day. We wrote on the board that we are the queens of today and we bring sunshine
Oh,
wherever we
I
go.
love that.
So you'll find that somewhere on your women's wall. We all signed it, whoever came to the exhibit. So it was wonderful to be there. And just, I started Women's Day at around 9 a.m. at the Artscape Theatre and ended it around midnight, having watched a great
Wow.
performance of Ab Fab and, listened to phenomenal music. At that hour, I was still just buzzing with excitement for all the wonderful things that had happened on Women's Day. And your exhibit was definitely a good reason for my excitement as well. It was just phenomenal. So thank you for that, for all that you do and for creating a space for us to truly be queens of the castle there at the Castle of Good Hope. We really, really appreciate that. And looking forward to chatting to you again as the exhibit unfolds in different spaces.
Janet, before you go, I'd just like to invite your listeners to a workshop that we're going to host in the gallery space. And
Wonderful. Tell
it's
us the
for women
details.
only. It's totally free and it's for women only. And we can only take about 20 people. So it's going to have to be a first come, first serve. But I have a wonderful colleague, Vanessa Levenstein. I do a little bit of radio work as a little side hustle, and Vanessa's with Fine Music Radio, but she's also just got her art therapy qualification, and we've put together a workshop where we're doing doll making, and the workshop title is Discover Your Inner Queen. So we're making little queens, and it'll
Well,
be a
share that with
beautiful
us.
process.
We will definitely add it to the socials and send it out far and wide, and the first 20 lucky people who connect
Yes.
with you will have the opportunity to attend. I think that's a
Awesome.
great, great initiative. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great idea.
Lovely, Janet.
All the best, Chantal. Lovely to chat to you.
Thank you so much.